What's up? I'm Trevor, and today you're listening to this podcast because we're going to be talking about Color Wars at Avengrove High School, what happened to it over the years, and what went wrong. So for people who don't know, Color Wars is a holiday that is used in homecoming week, and it was usually in the middle of the week where each class in the high school would pick a color that was assigned to them, and they would just dress up in crazy costumes, all these things. And in its prime, people would be able to bring in things like markers and tape and paint and, like, tag each other, things like that, as, like, a fun tradition, and then there would be competitions between classes. What it became over the years was students disobeying rules, causing property damage, a lot of bad things, and it kind of built up a pretty bad rep, and as of 2018... the holiday is officially gone after the holiday just got way too much. And so we're going to be talking to some students from past and present and an administrator to see what happened and how we could fix it, possibly. So we're on the topic of Color Wars still, or Class Pride Day at Avengrove High School, and I'm here with my sister, Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
So you were a student for there for 4 years until graduating in 2016, is that right?
Yep.
So as I'm sure you know, having been there for a while, Color Wars was a holiday in the middle of homecoming week at the high school where the four classes at the high school would take on a color and tag each other in a fun sort of tradition. Or at least that's what it started as. Over the years, it seemed to deteriorate in a way, becoming more and more about restrictions of what students could do and many incidents of disruptive behavior, property damage, and even injury in some cases. So I think my first question to you, Sarah, is can you speak a little bit on your experience with that, how it started for you and changed throughout your time at the high school?
Sure. Well, freshman year, we always used to joke that we had the last real color wars, mm-hmm. because what we would do, like, it was all the same things you said, like, everyone had their colors, everyone could tag each other with paint or markers or whatever. So, obviously, we were freshmen, a lot of people were getting tagged, and for the most part, it was in a good fun, like, a senior or a junior would come by and, like, slap you with some paint or get it on your shirt the way you were supposed to. Everybody had their shirts, especially prepared to just get colors all over it.
Like a fun little thing.
Yeah. There was some violent stuff going on. I think somebody got taped to a chair, and some kids were absolutely doused in paint rather than just splattered with it. I'm sure there were more, I just can't remember, but for the most part it was pretty fun. After that they started putting more restrictions on it. Like my sophomore and junior years they had the thing where the classes would go to lunch at different times or they would be segregated at the lunch tables and they would try and make sure that nobody was interacting as much. And the tagging tradition was discontinued even though people continued to do it just because that's what they thought they were supposed to do, so people still came home with paint and markers and all sorts of stuff all over them. And then my senior year is when they really locked down on stuff. We still got to do the senior parade and hang out in the parking lot and make a lot of noise and run through the halls. But after that, the schedule has completely changed. All the classes had to go to... all the classes were dismissed at different times. Nobody could be in the hallway when the other classes were out. Stuff like that. And even though, once again, all the tagging was discontinued and everybody was all split up, stuff still happened, and it was almost worse than it was at freshman year. Uh-huh. I remember watching one of my classmates almost get tackled by a security guy because he was holding paint or something. I don't even know what happened. The hallway was so crowded. And from what I heard, someone took some inappropriate objects and threw them in center court.
Oh.
Yeah, blue ones.
Oh, geez.
Yes. So I feel like it was almost a lot worse after people started putting things in place because it no longer was just fun paint and tagging. It was everyone trying to outdo each other with who could do the worst thing.
Interesting. So, kind of going off of what you were just saying, like, do you think that more restrictions on Color Wars is what sparked it to become more of a violent thing?
Probably just because it was more taboo. Not everybody was doing everything wrong. Most of us were just trying to have a nice day and dress up in colored clothes and stuff like that. But I think the ones that did feel like color war's an excuse to play pranks or do mischievous stuff really just took it way too far.
So, like, I think, like, in my time I've seen that the classes start to, like, become more and more geared towards it when they become seniors. And, like, you being a student before me, do you think that was kind of an effect happening through years there?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of people were talking about how they had to outdo the seniors from last year. So it was mostly just the seniors were supposed to be, originally, they were supposed to be the top dogs. You could tag anybody, you could do whatever. And when they started taking that away, people decided they would find different ways to do that. Which wasn't really good, but it made things a lot less fun for the rest of us.
Hmm. And as I'm sure you've heard from everybody, Color Wars is now completely discontinued as a holiday from the high school. What do you think of that after hearing it?
I almost think they should have gotten rid of it before, because they were still trying to continue the tradition with everybody dressing up in colors and doing all that stuff. But really, it was just became an excuse for people to do dangerous stuff. So I almost feel like they should have gotten rid of Color Wars as it was and replaced it with something a lot sooner. Because after my freshman year, when they stopped Color Wars as it used to be, it really wasn't that fun.
All right. And so this is like the big question here. And I'm sure a lot of students wonder this, a lot of students think about it. Do you think Color Wars could ever come back? And if so, how? And how would we change it to make it better for the school?
I'm honestly not sure, because the mythos of Color Wars has become so ingrained in people who go to this school that I feel like if they bring it back, people are going to say, oh yeah, an excuse to paint people again. So I don't know if they'll bring it back in its former iterations or not. I feel like there's probably different spirit things that you could do with the different classes without adding Color Wars or Class Pride Day or whatever they changed it to.
Well, thank you for your take, Sarah. I think that's all the questions I have. I'm very happy you were able to join us and share your part of the story.
Thank you.
Okay, so now I am here with Mr. DeShong, the principal of the high school. Hello, Mr. DeShong.
Trevor, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So I've been talking to students, as you might know, about like the different viewpoints of Color Wars and how it changed over the years. And you're fairly new as a principal to the school, is that correct?
Right, this is only my fourth year here. So when you were a freshman, it was my first year as principal at Avangrove.
Okay, so we have about the same amount of experience, but you have definitely seen a different side over the years of, like, how the event's gone on and things like that.
Sure.
And so one thing I have here is from a finance meeting on November 7th of the Avangrove taxpayers, and I believe this was in 2016. And so one of the things it says is Class Pride Day was discussed. $3,562 was spent to deal with disruption and damage resulting from the activity, and additional security was needed to be hired as well as double duty from the custodial staff. And that's a pretty significant number from something that's supposed to be a fun tradition right. in the school for homecoming week.
Right.
And like over the years, it's kind of become known, like even in a few news articles about like property damage, kids being disruptive, all kinds of bad mm-hmm. things. Mm-hmm. And so, like, what has been your experience in your time here of, like, seeing this and how it's kind of played out?
Yeah. So I think you bring up a good point with the financial piece, and I'll try to get back to that. Mm-hmm. So when I first came here, the superintendent of the school district, Dr. Marchese, had actually, in one of the first conversations I had with him, brought up Color Wars and the amount of disruption that it provided to the high school. Mm-hmm. And I think at the same time, both he and I recognized that there really aren't a lot of opportunities in 180 days of a school year for students to express themselves with their classmates, particularly their classmates in their same grade, mm-hmm. you know? So what could we do to provide like an outlet that would allow kids to express pride in their school and pride in their grade, and at the same time not be significantly disruptive and especially destructive to the school. So my first year here, we significantly changed the class schedule. So we didn't have kids eating lunch. So each grade ate lunch with other kids in their grade. So we wouldn't have freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors in the cafeteria at the same time, because based on what I was told, that had been pretty disruptive in the last couple of years. We changed the parade route to have the majority of the parade outside of the building. So we would still provide an opportunity for a class parade, but it, there had been some damages to the building in the past when it went all through the building. So we tried to cut down on that a little bit. And we hired some additional people to help us monitor the situation, both some security people, but also additional cleaning people, because we recognized that, you know, with even with just something as simple as a parade, sometimes there would be extra, whether it was, you know, wet grass in the hallway or those kind of things that we would need some help with. So really, over the past few years, the last 3 years, it had gone significantly, I guess, different. Now, while it was an improvement, I think, you know, teachers love to have the opportunity to work with their students and teach their classes, and because we were totally changing the schedule for the day, it really didn't give them a chance to do that. And, you know, just the level of disruption wasn't something that the majority of the teachers were in favor of. The cost piece is another one. You know, we've had additional costs associated with it. I think we had, you know, I think the number you mentioned was like 3,500 or something like that. I think we had brought it down a little bit since 2016. This past year it was more than that. I'm guessing it's going to come in. It's more than that.
Yeah. Because this past year it was kind of probably the most disruptive of the year, because tagging over the years had become kind of dangerous for certain students, with a couple injuries coming out a year.
Right.
And so like they made this year, like being a senior, I experienced this. Like they made sure there was no paint, markers, anything, even in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And that would definitely contribute to the damages after this year, with things like paint grenades, what else? Smoke grenades, just any sort of paint flying across the rooms, things like that.
Right.
I remember seeing a picture of center court after the parade, and there was just blue paint everywhere, and I heard that there was green paint on the walls in the boys' center court bathroom. So, like, that's definitely evidence of, like, the scale's gone up significantly.
Right, right. So when I, like, going back to 4 years ago when I first got here, we send a letter home to all parents and even make a phone call home to parents, because something else that we've done for the past couple years is not allow bags in the building. Because we didn't want kids bringing stuff in. And frankly, we were pretty clear in the letter. And we sent it home in both English and Spanish, because we recognized not all of the families in our community speak just English. To say, hey, you know, you can't bring paint to school. You can't bring things that aren't necessary for school to school. And I mean, while that was mostly effective, it wasn't fully effective. You know, you had pointed out, Trevor, there was probably the most significant tagging since I've been here occurred this year. Like, there were kids coming in at the very beginning of the day, younger kids, you know, kids in younger grades covered in paint and that kind of stuff. And it definitely, there was definitely all colors, yellow, green, orange, and blue of paint in the building and on the buses. There was over $2,000 in damage done to buses this year, for examples. And that's in addition to what had occurred inside the building.
So
it stepped up this year.
And in speaking to like a lot of like my peers and like students past and present, a lot of people believe that the scale of damages and disruption has gone up over the years because the rules have become more strict over the years. Do you think that the more rules might have inspired students to act out more?
That's a really good point. And I think it's interesting because the feedback that we had been getting from teachers and other people in the building was that it actually had been an improvement over time. What I think when you impose more rules on something, I think there's definitely a certain number of people that will be like, all right, those are the rules, I get it, and I'll follow those rules. I think sometimes it does encourage people to speak out against those rules or take actions against them, sometimes in to a larger extent than they would have before.
Yeah.
You know, because some part of high school sometimes is trying to get away with something, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's a possibility. That's a good question.
And so kind of with everything all together, like there's videos of like the seniors going through parades and like getting crazy, things like that. And especially after evidence of this year, and the administration actually took away the holiday this year after the amount, right?
Right. Right. We took away, during that day, we took away the class competition between the juniors and the seniors. Yeah.
Yeah. And the holiday is fully gone now from the homecoming week?
So, I mean, even Dr. Marchese, the superintendent, sent a letter home saying that we wouldn't have that as an option. And I think it's important for us, though, to find something that students want to do. Homecoming is something that only occurs once a year. And, you know, something to replace that day, which would be something that the students want to do, is really what we need to do. I mean, hopefully this afternoon when I meet with student council and a couple of the other student government organizations, we'll be able to talk a little bit about planning for next year. And just looking at it in a way that how can we do something that students enjoy that's different than what we've done in the past?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So taking all this in, we're kind of coming to like the big question here, which is like
a big question, Trevor.
So the big question is, because I think a lot of students in the school would probably wonder this, would there ever be a situation where Color Wars could come back to the school, and under what circumstances would that be possible?
So I don't think the answer of no, it would never be possible is ever a good answer, really related to anything. There are a lot of examples out there of color war competitions in schools and different organizations that are really fun and safe, and people really seem to enjoy. And we would just need to figure out a way to get there. I think because of how recent the challenges that we've had here have been, I don't see that being a possibility for next year. But possibly there's a way to work with the students to come up with a way to do something that has a lot of the same elements and just without the disruptions or distractions or damages that we had in the past.
Yeah,
anything's possible.
That's a good mindset to have in this.
Right. Yeah, you have to.
It's definitely got to be hard watching over a school that's had this kind of history.
Well, I mean, I think every school has certain things that they do well, and every school has certain things that they don't do well. I think Color Wars is an example of the enthusiasm that Avengrove students have. And we just need to find a way to help, to work with students, to figure out a way to continue to express enthusiasm for our school and for the kids we go to school with, in a way that, like I said before, kind of takes away the negative attributes of it. Avengrove is a good place, and it always will be a good place.
No, yeah, I definitely think that. So I think that's about all we have.
Okay.
Thank you for talking to
me. No problem, Trevor.
I appreciate your input on this.
Anytime. Thanks for your questions.
All right, so now I'm here with a fellow student, same grade as me, Mr. James Colagreco. How are you, James?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for asking.
No problem.
So you're a senior at the high school, and you've experienced like 4 years of Color Wars.
That is correct. Yes.
Good. Good. I'm glad we're on the same page with this.
I'm glad too. Yeah.
So, in your 4 years of experience in Color Wars and things like that, like, so it's gotten a big rep of like it gets worse every year. There's banning, tagging, people do it anyway, people get hurt, things like that. Like, over your 4 years, what was kind of your experience in it?
Every year up until this year, it was pretty tame. It was honestly really boring, mm-hmm. like, because nothing happened the whole time. There was really no point to even participate at that point. Because you weren't allowed to do anything, so, I mean, what's the point?
Like, so it was calm for you. Did you, like, witness a lot of, like, crazy stuff?
I didn't witness anything, but, you know, I saw the aftermath of stuff, like the blue paint on the walls and stuff.
Yeah. Like I previously talked to Mr. Chong about, in 2016 alone, there were like $3,500 worth of damages that the taxpayers had to fix. Like, do you think that the administration made the right decision canceling the event altogether?
No, but it makes sense why they did. From a legal standpoint, mm-hmm. they kind of had to, so it makes sense why they would do it. But to just get rid of it altogether, I don't know. I feel like people are missing out because they will hear stories about it, but they'll never get to experience it. So it's like, mm-hmm. I don't know. From like hearing stories from the seniors from our freshman year and from like my siblings, mm-hmm. it seemed like a pretty fun event to participate in. But now it's kind of just.
So your siblings went to Avengrove too.
Yeah.
How old are they?
They're all in their 20s.
So, like, do you know anything about, like, what their experience was like, way back in the day?
Yeah, they said it was pretty crazy, but I was texting my brother when it happened. He said, like, this year was the craziest year. Like, when he was at the school, nothing mm-hmm. that bad happened.
All right, so coming back to the, kind of the big question I'm asking everybody, do you think that there are circumstances where Color Wars could be brought back to the school, like, yes or no, and under what circumstances could it be possible?
I think it might be able to come back under the circumstance of, like, let the freshmen from this year graduate and then restart it with a whole new class,
mm-hmm.
if that makes any sense. But I think it's just, they need to reintroduce it with new rules, with a fresh class, so they don't try to do something else, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to explain, but
no, I get what you're saying. And do you think, what kind of rules do you think they would implement for that?
I think it would be along what the rules were now. You can't tag. You have to, like, you really can't do anything except, like, wear wacky clothes and do all that stuff.
So more like a school spirit day, yeah, than like a,
yeah,
war.
Yeah. So it's more just what they renamed it to, class pride, but introduce it again as an actual class pride instead of just Color Wars, but renamed.
All right. Well, that was very interesting. Thank you for your input, James, and thank you for coming on the show.
You are welcome.
So we've heard from a student from the past, a student from the present, and even the principal of the school, and I think we might have a better idea now of what quite went wrong. But I think now the real question is the same thing I asked everybody at the end. Could we bring this back, and how? I guess that's a question for the future.